Dear friends, dear Rav, we bless you in the preparation for the lesson. During the week, we, the tens of Moscow 7, Moscow 8, and Peter 1, prepared a place so that together, as the whole group will fill it with the greatness and exaltedness of the Creator. Every friend, in spite of everything, comes to the lesson, awakens everyone, and brings here the greatness of the Creator. When we speak of the greatness of the Creator, we charge each other with this force, and we give a yearning and strength for to everyone to keep going forward. The Creator wants to give us all the abundance. He gives us an opportunity to connect with Him. Let's be grateful to Him for not abandoning us. He gives us everything necessary in order to reach adhesion with Him. Let's give Him contentment in our unity and in the connection between us. L'chaim.
על ידי שהחברים מדברים מרוממות השם,
Friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. We should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason. Again, the friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. We should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason.
Moskva 8, בבקשה.
Moscow 8, please.
Доброе утро, все мировое кли.
Good morning to the entire world кли. And a great gratitude to the Creator for the opportunity, another opportunity. You know, when we prepared ourselves for this lesson, we had many discussions and connections in the 10. I personally reached the conclusion that it is very difficult to go with faith above reason. What is even faith above reason? Why should we annul ourselves and go with this faith? And it was this constant example opposite my eyes after many years of following the friends. You know, there are many states that these friends go through, and I discern it. I see how the Creator is playing with them. but their inner force not to surrender and to keep going. It also brings you a huge force and understanding, and then you can tell your ego. And when we talked about these articles, one of the friends said that the following excerpt that we will hear, he told me this is an excerpt that speaks exactly about you. Of course, he speaks about each one of us. And of course, it is written about everyone. But I was thinking about the purpose of the group. What do I bring the group? How do I contribute to it? Will I also be able to be that example for the friends, at least a small example for the friends who also gave me this example? These thoughts came to me when we were scrutinizing the following excerpt. And you know, of course, it is best if we hear Rabash's words right now and think about it.
Rabash
writes, one must always remind oneself of the purpose of the society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal,
because
the body always cares for its own benefit.
We
must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, and that this would be the springboard for the love of God.
Again,
one must always remind oneself of the purpose of the society, otherwise the body tends to blur the goal, since the body always cares for its own benefit. We must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, but this would be a springboard for the love of God.
Yes, indeed. Very deep words by Rabash and very practical advice. We learn from him. We learn from all of our teachers. When we perform practical actions towards connection between us, and this is why our kli is constantly renewed. This is why it is always good to renew the goal, especially towards this lesson that we're entering now. This is why we now will hear each other. So let's speak in an active workshop, each one in his ten. Let's remind each other about the purpose of our society. So the active workshop question is, remind the friends about the purpose of our society. Active workshop.
The purpose of our society is a revelation of the Creator. And the revelation of the Creator is through the quality of bestowal that appears between us, in the work between us, above reason and connection. That's where we can reveal Him.
We have gathered here to establish a foundation for a society, for how to rise on the degrees, climb the degrees of men and not remain as a beast. And man, Adam, is one who resembles the Creator in his qualities.
It's written in one of Rabash's articles that we have to remind ourselves all the time before the work, the purpose of this, the assembly, the purpose of the society, the purpose of our work, of creation is what we're reminding. That's what the society is about. In addition to aiming you toward correction, it gives you forces and reminds you of the goal for which you live.
And our goal, the purpose of our society, is actually the purpose of our life, the purpose of creation, which is an eternal purpose. All the other goals are transient, temporary. They have no existence beyond a certain range of time where the desire still has a little bit of life in it, and it craves something. It seems to it as a goal, it seems to it as pleasure. But actually, in the end, these things have no existence and they just go away. And our purpose, for which we've now gathered for the lesson, is to truly acquire a new desire, a new nature, new qualities, that only through them we can truly receive what this life has to offer.
This life have all the good and abundance that the creator of the world is wants and plans and hopes that we will reach the proper degree, so we'll be able to play with him.
Yes, to play and be with him. We were born in order to discover him, to adhere to him, to discover his quality of bestowal and love. And it starts between us. This is why we search for the connection. There, between us, we can find him.
We can do it by revealing the entirety of the will to receive. We correct it through the reforming light and we bring it to correction and connection.
Yes, the Creator's revelation can be done only together. This is why the Creator has gathered us here together, and in the connection between us, in building the common desire between us, in building the common prayer, we can discover him.
We do it all over the world, together with the friends in the world. We undergo this special process of correction in all the different layers of humanity, something that did not happen before, when we were advancing toward the end of correction.
Yes, and to live this life with a purpose is something that should not be taken for granted. The whole humanity lives without a purpose. Yesterday, I was sitting in a shiva, and they summarized a person's life, and you see just a collection of suffering that starts and ends, and with this a person ends his life. We have a goal. We have what to look up to and aspire, and it is truly a great thing, and we should hold on to it. We have to grip this and adhere to this goal together until we completely achieve it.
And way of the society is to aim a person toward what he wants in life, or his goal in life. And the society was born to bring a person to correction, to direct him at what's important, what's redundant, where you have to invest, and what are his actions, what does he have to do in life. And this is precisely because each and every one gives his small forces, but together we have one great force.
Дорогая группа, сейчас самое благословенное время перед уроком.
Dear group, now it is the most special time, the best time before the lesson. With all of our focus, let's enter the lesson. Let's enter a connection between us. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Silent workshop.
Mm-hmm.